This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, it is Wednesday, October the 16th. Did you see that moon last night? Hopefully you had a clear sky. Wow.
A couple of nights, yeah.
I know. I remember I was talking about that the night at the rehearsal dinner we had it outside.
I think Sunday night. Was it Sunday night was the actual full moon?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, shining on him and his
bride.
Now,
did Brendan and Sophie get married astrologically at a good time?
I had it pegged for 2 o'clock in the afternoon, mm-hmm. and they couldn't get the venue. Brendan actually paid attention, and Sophie did too to it, but they couldn't get the venue until 5. Mm. So that's why it was 5 o'clock when it started. It went on until like 1:30. They left the last people. Tucker and a bunch of his friends with Brendan and Sophie. They were trying to. I think Sophie was trying to get out of there about 10. As everybody was all pooped out, but I left after they cut the cake, and I still, I got about 3 hours sleep before we started doing the program, but it was wonderful. And one of the things was the moon, though. It was really a great ambiance. It set a nice stage for the event. But I was out last night walking Daisy, and the moon was so bright, it was like a light was on, you know, and I have that experience. I'm transplanting some trees here, and we brought them. We actually were working after dark to bring the trees in and set them where they're supposed to be, that kind of stuff. And we have lights on the backhoe, but still, the light from the moon was really astounding, and it wasn't daylight, but you know what I'm saying. It afforded us the opportunity to work a little longer than we might otherwise have been able to because the sky was so bright. So it's kind of cool. And by the way, it is one of the reasons you asked me about astrologically. This is a wonderful time to be planting things or to replant things. That's one of the reasons I did the trees as I did. There's a golf course being developed down the road, and the fellow who's developing it is a friend. And I went over there and I looked at some of the trees. I said, "My God, these beautiful trees, what are you doing with them?" He says, "We're going to cut them down. You can have whatever you want." So we went in there yesterday with a backhoe and dug up a half a dozen of them that are very stately. You know those red maples?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're magnificent trees. So we're planting them all two or three places around the place today. And then we're mixing a little. I have a leg up on most people because I got manure that I can mix. Put the tree in the ground, mix a little manure, fix them right up. All right, speaking of manure, I guess we probably ought to get to last night's debate. Elizabeth Warren, in some circles, was perceived to be the front runner. I don't know. You don't agree with that now,
Victoria. She was attacked the way that... Well, I think the polls are the polls, but she was attacked as if she were going to be the nominee. So that's... And Joe Biden got the same treatment the month before at the last debate. So,
mm-hmm.
I think that the clear winner was Mayor Pete Buttigieg. I just find him so impressive and his... He's so smart. He's measured. He's just so precise with all of his answers. And, you know, and he shared all kinds of different perspectives. The war in Syria, the conflict there, how he felt about the Iraq war, what we should be doing with Afghanistan. He has a pretty extensive background in the military. So it was really interesting to hear that side of him, which we haven't really been able to hear that much of his service. So I enjoyed hearing what he had to say. Andrew Yang, the Silicon Valley guy, he made a big impression once again. He says a lot of things that make a lot of sense, and he comes from a tech background, so that was kind of interesting. Tom Steyer, who was the billionaire, that's how he was referred to on the stage. They were talking a lot about billionaires, and he was the only billionaire that was on the stage, and so that was his first debate on a national platform. He didn't really get much time because everything kept going back to Elizabeth Warren. She got more time than anyone else, mostly because they were allowing for follow-up questions, and if you mentioned someone in your statement, that person was allowed to give a rebuttal. So it ended up being a lot of Elizabeth Warren time. To be honest, I walked away from it thinking I didn't learn anything new about Elizabeth Warren's plan for anything. I really didn't. I paid attention to the whole thing. I watched all three hours of it.
Like a broken record.
But I learned there was a takeaway pretty much from everybody else. I just didn't really learn anything new. She has her talking points. She sticks to them, but I just don't know.
Yeah, it's like a robot.
Yeah, I don't know. Bernie was back. It was his first very public appearance since his heart attack and his surgery. You never would have known that he had ever even missed a step. He was doing great.
I think in some ways, seems a little more lively. And
look at what happened with Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger had the same surgery with two stents put in that Bernie just had, and then Mick was bouncing around on the stage.
Yeah.
And friends of mine opened up the
blood flow over the years as your heart gets constricted. By the things that the plaque does, it just slows the blood flow down. And when you clean the plaque up, it's like opening up a trickle coming out of the faucet versus gushing water. And that gets to your brain, it gets everywhere, and you really feel fabulous.
Yeah, so you could make the argument that Bernie might be better than he's been in a long, long time. So the age thing did come up, but everyone dismissed it. And someone asked Bernie how his health was, and he just said, "I'm fine." And then he went right on to talking about policy. So it was business as usual for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay, so that takes
care of
that.
But a big topic of the debate last night we should definitely mention was Syria. Turkey and Syria, the conflict there, the latest update on this is that Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have landed or are about to land in Turkey, and they want to discuss a ceasefire. However, before they even have a chance to do that, President Erdogan of Turkey has said he refuses to meet with them and that a ceasefire is completely off the table. He will not even entertain the notion of a ceasefire until he has pushed everybody out of that border zone.
What they're doing is the same as the Nazis did to the Jews. They're taking the Kurds and just basically murdering them. They're standing them up and open up, just like slaughtering sheep or something. They just line them up along the banks of a river or dig a ditch, kill them, and throw them in the hole. This is 2019, in case somebody hasn't woken this guy up yet to that. So I hope they do get charged with international war crimes, because this guy deserves to be in jail or executed.
He gave a press conference earlier this morning, and so he said that he will not meet with the vice president or the secretary of state, and he said he'll only meet with Trump if Trump goes over to Turkey. And he said that Trump offered some sort of a mediation, and he turned that down. He said he will not be doing that. He said he spoke with Vladimir Putin, who also benefits always. Putin's got his hand in everything. If there is money to be made, look for Putin as one of the guys standing in the sidelines. And so he said he will be going to Russia at the end of this month to meet with Putin. So it sounds kind of more like Turkey and Russia
are really working together.
On this.
What Putin teaches people, Trump talks about being wealthy, or people talk about him being wealthy, maybe worth $3 billion. Putin's worth $5 billion, and most people don't know it.
I always thought it was even more than that.
Is worth $5 billion, maybe $8 billion. I've seen numbers from $5 to $8 billion, and it's all oil money from the people that he's a former KGB guy, and when the Soviet Union went out of existence, these fellows in the KGB managed to off a lot of people that were running major oil companies, gas companies, service companies, and the KGB guys took them all over themselves. So there are several dozen former KGB operatives who are at the top of the totem pole who have managed to finagle themselves into vast riches by eliminating the people that ran those businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So, crosshairs with Putin. And so he then sets up his pals like this guy in Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you how you can get rich.
This is how you do it.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah,
exactly.
That's how you do it. Right. You control, make sure your family controls the means of production for whatever, any number of things. I don't know what Turkey is, what they produce there. It's of value, but he'll figure it out and show the guy how to control it, and bingo, bango.
And he also, and you know what? And I think you're 100% right on that, because Erdogan is being very cocky about the sanctions that have been threatened to from the U.S. sanctions that are threatening Turkey. He says he's not concerned at all about it, and he said he'll even retaliate against any of the sanctions that the U.S. tries to impose on them. So that tells me, okay, if he's not worried about sanctions, then he's got another cash flow source coming from somewhere. And I think, like you said, you look to who's going to benefit directly, and you look right at the Syrian conflict, and Russia is right involved in there too. It's, you know, that's like you said, the military-industrial complex. Obviously, there's some other side dealings going on, because if he's not worried about U.S. sanctions, which can cripple any country, then there's something else going on here at play.
Yeah. There you go. A word to the wise.
I think, unfortunately,
two and two still four.
Yeah, we've just lost total control of this whole situation, I think.
Yeah.
And I think that's why Pence and Pompeo are trying to pick up the pieces, but I don't know that it's going to work.
Well, we'll see. 17 after the hour on the DJV program. This is a guarantee from me to you. Actually, it's going to be conveyed through me from MyPillow. They will guarantee whatever you buy right now today, if you're not satisfied with it, not in a week, not in a month, but in 2 months, 60 days, if you're not satisfied with your mattress topper, with your pillows, with the sheets, with whatever you buy at MyPillow.com, you may send it back and get all of your money back, including what you paid for shipping. Now, there's nobody else in the bedding world that's doing that by in any stretch of the imagination. Plus, the fact that you'll find the prices are fabulous if you use the DJV promo code, saving 50%, 60%, 66%. You can do the BOGO offer for MyPillows. The MyPillow BOGO offer is you buy one MyPillow, no matter what it is, any pillow, dog pillow, it doesn't make any difference. Whatever pillow you buy, you get another one free. That's the deal. You go to MyPillow.com, please. Click on the new Radio Listener Special tab that's at MyPillow.com and get deep discounts on the MyPillow products when you enter the promo code DJV. Buy one, get one free is an example, but there are many other things at MyPillow.com. Enter the promo code DJV for the great radio special. It's time of the year for new pillows and sheets and pillowcases. Let's get them now with the promo code DJV. Save lots at MyPillow.com. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We'll be right back.
Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back into the experience that you have on the DJV program. We have music in our focus every hour at this time. So Victoria and Kara and Doug are attuned to Lady Gaga at the moment, who has released a new art pop version without R. Kelly. Art Pop was a 2013 album. She made new physical copies of the album and now available for pre-order, only this time without collaboration with R. Kelly. And that probably goes without saying, doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting to figure out why she's not messing with him, right? Given his story. The new vinyl and CD versions of Art Pop listed on Gaga's website due out the 11th of next month. Both versions leave the single Do What You Want off the track list. A couple of other former collaborators of Kelly have also distanced themselves from him because of all of the foolishness this year, sexual abuse allegations against him. He's a maniac. Looks to me like he needs a little mental health help. It'd be the first time an artist has done a full re-release of their album and removed his involvement in it. Earlier this year, Gaga vowed to remove Do What You Want from streaming platforms, a move similar to Chance the Rapper, who pulled his R. Kelly collaboration Somewhere in Paradise. That came out of streaming. Chance wrote an apology for his involvement with R. Kelly, calling the allegations against him horrifying and indefensible. Gaga says, "As a victim of sexual assault myself, I made both the song and the video at a dark time in my life." What happened to her? I don't know. Is there a story that goes with that anybody knows anything about?
I think that was around the time that she started talking about having been sexually assaulted. I think she was probably drinking a lot then, and she went through she had a hip replacement surgery. She had a lot of stuff going on around
that
time.
Why did she have hip replacement at that time in her life? Good God.
I don't know. Maybe it was a genetic thing, but she had hip replacement surgery, and she was in a wheelchair for a while when she was with her ex-fiance, who is on the Chicago PD, not PD, Fire.
Oh, Taylor Kinney.
Yeah, Taylor Kinney, right. So she was living in Chicago, and he was wheeling her around in a gold wheelchair while she was recovering, but, yeah.
All right, next up musically, Morris Day tapping Snoop Dogg for a performance of the Pears single, Little More Funk. Little More Funk? Is that okay? Little More Funk on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Snoop released his 17th album called I Wanna Thank Me. That's pretty funny. Which followed his gospel album, Bible of Love. Snoop also teaming up with Migos, Carol G, and producer Rock Mafia. Good God. There's a bunch of names. For My Family, a track written for the soundtrack to The Addams Family. In the film, which is now in theaters, Snoop voices Cousin It. There you go. Pretty exciting stuff,
Snoop.
Snoop.
I love Snoop. This is a good song, too. Mars Day actually still sounds really good.
Yeah. All right, now we have Guns N' Roses in the focus. They have a black and white video for Sweet Child of Mine, become the first video actually from the 1980s to hit 1 billion YouTube views. That's quite an establishment, isn't it? I mean, quite an accomplishment. The song came from Appetite for Destruction, which came out in 1987. Features the band performing the tune and kind of just hanging out. Video actually the band's second decade based record that came, let's see, November Rain, with a video came out in 92, is the only video from the 90s to reach a billion views. So they have 6.7 million YouTube subscribers right now, Guns N' Roses. How do you explain that? I don't know how you...
How do you explain like it?
I just, yeah, I never got them. Never did anything for me, but obviously done a lot for a lot of people or they wouldn't be where they are. 28 after the hour is where we are on the DJV show.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it works. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and direct.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are now on their way to Turkey, hoping to negotiate a break in the fighting between Turkish forces and Kurds in northern Syria. However, Turkey's vice president has just said there will be no ceasefire. 12 Democrats who want to win the White House on a stage in Ohio for a debate last night. Here's a clash between Beto O'Rourke and Pete Buttigieg on gun control.
Listening to my fellow Americans, to those moms who demand action, to those students who march for our lives, who in fact came up with this extraordinary bold peace plan that calls for mandatory buybacks, let's follow their inspiration and lead and not be limited by the polls.
Mayor Buttigieg,
the problem isn't the polls, the problem is the policy. And I don't need lessons from you on courage, political or personal. Everyone on this stage is determined to get something done.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The hour here on the DJ Deke program. I'm Doug Steffen, here to witness or pay witness and tribute to the universe in a manner of speaking. I am so thankful. I guess I'm looking around at the beauty that surrounds me, including these two women, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Jennifer, who's not here with us. I just think it's neat to be. for whatever the reason, I'm feeling on top of the world. Today I do have so much to be thankful for, and I think if you look around, you can all find a lot to be thankful for. You may get wrapped up in the drama or the worry or whatever it is that goes on. Sometimes you get wrapped up in politics, and you get wrapped up in personalities, and I mean all of the things that become part of our daily conversation or the worries about what's out there if you don't take care of yourself. But think about all the good things. The someone who's special to you or some people who are special. It's very therapeutic. Frankly, I find it fabulously therapeutic. So I give you that as we start this half hour with a focus on the story. This is one of those things that is a distraction and kind of when you think to yourself, wow, what are we doing to our boys and girls, the men and women who put on a uniform? A lot of troops exposed to combat now, according to some research, face a much higher risk of abusing drugs, heroin, opioids. And this is in comparison to service members who were not out in combat. So it's combat versus those who are not in combat. And I don't think this is a heavy lift, Victoria. I think, by the way, the study is titled, Did the War on Terror Ignite an Opioid Epidemic? And the answer from my perspective is yes.
Seems like yes. Yep. Yeah.
And the conclusions of this study come up, especially when a focus on opioid abuse comes to the surface. Veterans who saw combat were 7 points higher than those who were deployed but never engaged with the enemy. So they were more, they were 7 percentage points higher in the likelihood that they would get onto drugs like these stiff drugs and stay there. The authors also noted the heroin use among the same group of veterans was 1 percentage point higher than those who didn't see action. You know, in reality, I don't think the numbers mean anything. I think what is important is that there are people who are not being taken care of. Once again, this is men and women who go to war, who put on the uniform, who are expected to do the dirty work for the rest of us, and then we screw them when they get out of the service. That's as blunt and forceful as I can make it, but that's what happens. And more I see it even in my circle, people that I know who were in combat, I'm talking about going back to Iraq and other things that have gone on in the Middle East. It happened a long time after for a lot of Vietnam guys who are my age. But it's inexcusable. And we are, you know, we do all this baloney of we're the shining light on the hill and the best country in the world. You know, in many respects we are. Maybe even in most respects we are. But in stuff like this, there is absolutely no damned excuse. If we can pay for Felicity Huffman to go to jail, for God's sakes, then why can't we pay to take care of these people who take care of us? It's beyond words what my feelings are. And this is what makes me so unapologetically disgusted with government in general. And the way these phony, bull-crapping politicians go about using servicemen as backdrops for their campaign. Oh, we have to support our men and women. And then they screw them at every turn. At the Veterans Administration, the hospitals are a disgrace. Are there a few good ones? Yeah. The one in L.A. is not bad. And there's, I think, a couple down south. But for the most part, they suck. And the men and women that need help, especially when you go back to the opioid, heroin stuff, you know, they study all this stuff, and then after they study it, they found a 55% rise in opioid use among the people who were in service in Iraq and Afghanistan. What are they doing about it? Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. 6,500 veterans died of opioid abuse last year. 68,000 veterans are addicted, according to the VA. They're treating.
That's an insane number.
My God, what is the matter with us?
That's actually from 2016. That's the most recent data they have. If it was 68,000 3 years ago, think about what that number really is now in terms of addiction to opioids. It's absolutely crazy.
And I say that.
And it's a lot of this is coming from, you know, it's the injuries that our men and women in uniform have
mental,
sustained.
Physical stuff,
the physical injuries from those, you know, from the bombs and IEDs and all that other stuff. They're horrendous, horrendous injuries that leave people in so much pain. I understand why doctors would have prescribed the opioids because they're such powerful painkillers.
Yeah.
But you can't live on that. It's not sustainable.
Nope.
And this is, again, another argument for why marijuana should be legal across the board, because so many people, and this even came up during the debate last night, I forget who brought it up, but so many people and so many veterans who are suffering from mental illness and physical pain as a result of being on active duty, they don't want to take the opioids. Everybody knows how bad they are now. And so marijuana needs to be legal. It's a non-addictive way to kill pain.
Yep.
I think it was Andrew Yang, actually, who mentioned that last night. Yeah.
All right, there's that. And then Taco Bell, a couple of food news items here. Taco Bell has recalled a couple of million pounds of beef. Listen to this. A customer in the store the other day ordered whatever beef taco they had there and found metal shavings in the meat.
Do you know what kind of damage that can do to your colon?
Terrible.
Your intestine?
It'll tear you up. So they've taken the meat out of restaurants in 21 different states, mostly in the Southeast, the Northeast, the Midwest. I know it sounds elitist. I don't know why anybody would go to a Taco Bell at all. I don't know if it's 99 cents. What the hell do you think you're going to get for 99 cents? Please. Anyway.
I just always think of Taco Bell as like stoners and college kids.
Yeah.
I think that's the base of their customer, so.
Walmart has begun a director your refrigerator delivery service. A million customers now are getting in-home delivery service in Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, Pittsburgh, Vero Beach, Florida. Interesting how they have picked these cities. The service allows, hello, by the way, WDTB in Vero Beach. I should say hi to the people in Kansas as well. And Western Pennsylvania. The service allowing Walmart's camera-equipped associates to enter your home, deliver food directly to your fridge. Not for me. It doesn't come cheap either. You pay $49.95 up front to have the company install the smart lock on your garage door. And it's $19.95 a month.
I have serious questions about the security of this whole thing too.
So
Walmart has control of getting in and out of your house.
Yep.
How is that information not going to maybe get sold by some?
Especially with the quality of people that they have working at Walmart and what they pay them. Rife with
There's that too.
So we got that to think about. And meanwhile, back in the ranch, let's talk about your smile, shall we? We're going to spend the rest of the hour talking about how beautiful you are or how you can become more beautiful. One of the things you can do is brighten up your teeth, make them whiter after having been in employ and maybe go to work early, have coffee in the morning, tea at night, stains your teeth. A lot of tooth whitening systems are garbage. The whitening strip eats away at your enamel and means your teeth are vulnerable for decay. Not the case with power swabs. Works in 5 minutes. It's been clinically proven to whiten your teeth an average of 2 shades every time you use it for just 5 minutes. It lifts the stains off your caps, your crowns, your veneers, and it is all natural. So how about you get on board and go to the phone and call 800-208-1797. Not available online. You get it only with the deal, 50% off the retail. By calling 800-208-1797, mention the DJB program. Get this process that works. No strips, no trays. Just apply it and watch your teeth turn whiter. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Power swabs, whitening your teeth.
Mom, I think this doll I found in the attic is cursed.
No, its eyes are just very lifelike.
Then why does its head keep spinning?
Be my friend forever.
Oh, that is scary.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's easy-to-use mobile app. You can manage your Geico policy whenever, wherever, wherever.
Let's play with another doll. Or we can just bury it deep in the ground.
Happy Geico-ween. Download the industry-leading Geico app today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 44 at the hour now in the DJV program. Janine Morris is a beauty and wellness journalist. She's known for sharing her points of view on a lot of national TV programs. She's been writing a lot for Harper's Bazaar and Women's Health. She has a blog, JanineMorris.com, that is very inspirational. So she has a lot of street cred, if you will, bringing us around to a focus of how you look and feel as we are well into fall. The scoop here. Let's get to the latest things that we need to know about wellness and looking good, that sort of thing. Hi, Janine.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Happy to have you here. What is the scoop? What are the latest things for fall that you feel we need to know about?
Well, as the seasons change, it's important to change your skincare regimen. And the first thing I want to talk about is moisturization. Do you use moisturizer?
I do, in fact. Yes, I use the regular creams and moisturizers a lot. Yep.
Perfect. Well, there's a new one from Curel that I really like. There's two new forms of it. It's their Dry Skin Therapy Hydra Silk Moisturizer. And this moisturizer uses ceramides that help to repair your skin's moisture barrier. So it helps to get rid of dry skin, and it doesn't feel greasy. Isn't that the best thing? I hate it when you put moisturizer in your
greasy.
Skin and it feels...
Yeah,
and then you don't want to put your clothes on. Well, this one does not feel greasy, and there's two types. The first type is for dry skin or extra dry skin, and that one's made with aloe water. And the second type is for dry skin or itchy skin, and that's made with vitamin E and oatmeal. And now those ingredients help to instantly calm down the itchiness of the skin and then help heal it through the ceramides. So that's new for fall, and that's great for the body. Then do you also use moisturizer on your face?
I do.
Well,
yes.
That's very important. I like this new collection from Olay because it hydrates for 24 hours, which is really important, but it's a nighttime collection. So there's a serum, an eye cream, and a regular moisturizer. You could use them all together if you'd like, or you could use individual products on their own, but they promise brighter, smoother skin without irritation. And now retinol is an ingredient that's in this that can cause irritation in some products, but with this line, there's no irritation, and it helps to really, smooth out your skin and smooth out those wrinkles.
Right.
You can see a visible transformation with this in just 28 days.
I want to just do a second on you and your husband and what you apply, because I think a lot of men stay away from stuff like this, which is pretty foolish. I think it's very important for a man. We all need to look our best. I feel like when I've applied some of these things, it really does make me feel better and look better. And I wonder how your husband reacts. Do you practice all of this stuff on your husband?
So my husband is awesome. Since I've been a beauty and wellness journalist for a long time, he's often a guinea pig of trying and testing products for me. And what's great about Curel and Olay is that they're unisex. They're for men and women.
Yeah.
So my husband actually does use good ingredients on his skin. And it is important for him, too, just as like it is for me, to keep himself looking fresh and, vibrant. So, he's a great guinea pig for my job.
Good for him. Good for him and good for you. What else have you got for us?
Well, let's talk about, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and obviously a ton of brands are giving back, but I've been paying attention to Lane Bryant. Now, Lane Bryant is working on their third year in a row now. They're donating 10% of a purchase price to their Pink Inspired Collection to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation from now through November 3rd, and they've been doing this for 3 years. It includes leggings and graphic T-shirts and jewelry from their Pink Inspired Livy Activewear Collection, and it's huge. They're doing this now through November 3rd, so for every purchase, 10% goes back. And if you're not familiar with the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, are you familiar?
I am, in fact, yes, but help everybody understand who's not.
Yeah, so it's super important. They are the largest private funder for breast cancer research worldwide. So they've made a huge impact on the breast cancer research, and they've been there through every single breakthrough for the past 25 years. This is a great cause, and you can learn more about it at lanebryant.com.
All right, so you got all kinds of things to think about. Think about yourself, how you look, how you feel, and some of the tips that Janine has brought to us are worth not just one consideration, but several. The moisturizer, especially getting into winter months, the colder it gets, the tougher it is on your face and things, the extremities that are exposed. So that's why all the things she talked about were important for you to remember. Janine Morris here with us on the DJV program at 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
To handle this, I'm in the middle of a sneezing fit.
Let me try. Don't look at the light. Stay away from the light.
Exactly. Right. No. This is from.
Oh my God. Chuck, do you want to tell us why we're listening to the soundtrack to Shawshank?
Tim Robbins turned 61 years old today, who played Andy Dufresne. Probably his best character in a film, a classic movie that came out in 94. Shawshank Redemption, Doug's 25th anniversary. I believe they're going to...
Don't count on me.
Already re-release this in theaters.
They're going to re-release it?
Really?
Well, you know, limited for its 25th anniversary. Easily one of the most repeatable, rewatchable movies when it comes on cable, I think, and one of the best movies made in the last 25 years, easily. Didn't win the Oscar, though, for Best Picture. Forrest Gump did in 94, but you could argue, in retrospect, as good as Forrest Gump was, Shawshank might even be a better film. I think it's a perfect movie, great movie, and Tim Robbins was awesome.
Yeah, and of course, Morgan Freeman, you know, he can do anything, and
he was awesome. Also, you know, just for a fun film note, some of the actors that they looked at seriously considered to play Andy Dufresne before Tim Robbins got the role. Clint Eastwood, Gene Hackman, Robert Duvall, Tom Hanks, and Tom Cruise. So they're very diverse in terms of actors and age that they were going to catch. But I think Tim Robbins got a plum role and did a lot with it.
10 sneezes. I think I'm done now. All right, so the Batman movie is cast Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman. Is that good?
I'm going to defer to Victoria. She's on Big Little Lies. I'm not that familiar with her. What's she going to bring to the table? Tell me.
I think that, well, she was in the Harry Potter, the Grindelwald?
Griswolds, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the most recent one, she was in that. But she's fabulous on Big Little Lies, and I think that I was excited-ish about Robert Pattinson being the Batman. Now that she's going to be Catwoman, I'm very excited to see
which one is
she
on Big Little Lies?
She's Lenny Kravitz's daughter, so she played Bonnie.
Okay.
She was the stepmom to one of the teenage girls, and she's really great. She's very natural, and I'm excited to see her in this role. This is going to be a big, big movie role for her.
Absolutely, and they're going to do a trilogy. And from what I hear, the Catwoman most likely will appear in all three films. She follows the footsteps of Michelle Pfeiffer, who did a great job, and Anne Hathaway, who also, I think, did a great job in The Dark Knight Rises. What's also interesting is Jonah Hill, who is a comedic and also a dramatic actor, is going to play the Riddler in that film.
I didn't know that. So I'm kind of really feeling this Batman now. There are some good actors that are attached to it. So
And Matt Reeves is going to direct. He did the last few Planet 8 movies over at 20th Century Fox. That guy's very, very talented. I believe he also did Cloverfield, the first Cloverfield movie. So as a talented director, should be a very interesting project indeed. And I know Doug's going to disagree, but with the box office Joker has done, I can easily see now Warner Bros. Trying to get Joaquin Phoenix into the Batman world sometime in the next 2 or 3 years. That should be interesting to see how that plays out. One bit of movie news, Jada Pinkett Smith negotiating to reprise her role in the Matrix franchise Part 4, which is going to bring back Keanu Reeves, will start filming sometime in 2020. Many regard The Matrix as one of the best movies in the last 30 years. Huh?
Was she in all three?
And, yeah, she's in all three, and Lawrence Fishburne also, I believe, right, will be back. He was in all three films also.
Cool.
All right, so there's a, 14 sneezes. I think I'm over.
You stop sneezing, Doug?
Yeah, I
come on for 5 minutes a day, and all you're doing is sneezing.
Listen, I'm allergic to you, Trucker. We're going to tell you. Snoop Dogg voice of Cousin It in the Addams Family. How is that? The Addams Family is...
It's doing pretty well, I think, right?
Really?
Yeah, and I think it made like $30 million in its opening weekend, and it's animated, but they're working on a sequel already, so I think the studio is very happy with the final result of that film.
Have you seen it? Did you go see it?
I have not.
I think Charlize Theron is Morticia Adams.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
I will say this. I've seen The Joker twice, and I've also watched the last 20 minutes of Joker about 5 times.
Chucker, get a life, will you? Chuck Curry at 10 before 8, or at 59 after the hour.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.